God has revealed himself in so many ways and every day that any person of honest and sincere heart can know him. It is a stubborn will on the part of man, not a lack of availability on the part of God, which keeps man separated from God. What is God's purpose for mankind? It is that they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after him, though he be not far from every one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, for we also are his offspring. Now that word from Acts 17 means that God is near to each person so that he can enter into personal and blessed fellowship with each one through Jesus Christ. That is God's benevolent purpose for mankind. Remember the message the Apostle Paul preached in the court of the Greeks that was called the Areopagus. There on Mars Hill, overlooking the ancient city of Athens, the Apostle of Jesus Christ addressed an assembly of learned pagans who worshipped images of gods made with their own hands. With consummate skill, the Apostle presented a beautiful summary of the doctrine of God. Acts 17, verses 27 and 28 records the portion of the sermon which speaks of the immanence of God, the fact that God is personally present within his creation and within his people. The word that in verse 27, that they should seek the Lord, is an arrow pointing back to what came before. And what came before? It is the mention of God's grace in making nations to arise, settling their place on the earth and their time in history, and overseeing their affairs through their respective lifespans. Now, why does God act in sovereign control of international affairs? He controls the world events for the purpose of revealing himself in human history so that men could see his work, acknowledge his person, and turn to him in faith. His purpose? That they should seek the Lord. What a loving God we have. Hear this word in Romans 1, 19 and 20. Paul wrote of the people of the earth, "That which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it to them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse." Did you catch it? The person and power of God is manifest through nature. Now that's what we call general revelation. Think of the implications of that truth. God is manifest all over the world. The true God of heaven can be known by all people because he has revealed himself through nature. Paul and Barnabas preached to the pagans at Lystra concerning God, saying, "He has not left himself without witness, in that he did good and gave us rain from heaven and fruitful seasons, filling our hearts with food and gladness." That is an indication that God is and that he is available to those who seek him. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Day unto day utter speech, and night unto night shows knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world, according to Psalm 19. All people of all generations and all cultures have known the true God, or could have known him if they would, and yet they did not. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds, and four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Now that is the ultimate proof of human depravity. Seeing the revelation of God, man perverted it into idolatry, and turned further away from God. No wonder mankind is without excuse for its sin. Today, men in all cultures are feeling after God. Paul selected a word in speaking that truth which pictures the groping of a blind man. The emphasis is not on man's high intention and honorable desires by which he seeks to search out and know God. We've already seen that was not what happened in the past, and that is not what is happening now. But to feel means to touch, to handle, to ascertain the qualities of an object by means of touch. It pictures mankind still touching the things of creation and being reminded of the reality, presence, and power of God. It is happening today as it happened in all generations past. The invisible things of God are still being manifest by the visible things of creation. The Syriac language renders this verse, that they may seek God and find Him from His creatures. I remember the words of one of my professors when I was attending theological seminary. He said, "Gentlemen, if you can drive from your home to school and not see a sermon illustration, you do not have your eyes open." Now, his words were a recognition that every bush is aflame with the presence of God. God is manifest through His creation. And to what purpose? That men might feel Him in things seen and seek Him in personal relationship. How difficult is it to find God? It is not difficult to an honest heart. God said, "You shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart." And Paul assures us He is not far from any one of us. Those who have not received the special revelation contained in Holy Scripture can still know God's existence and perfection. These proofs are round about us every day. His blessed presence fills all things in heaven and in earth. He is everywhere present and can be known by anyone who seeks to know Him in truth. For in Him we live and move and have our being. What a word is that! He forms us and sustains us continually. No statement could more adequately express our dependence upon God. To say we live in Him indicates our constant dependence upon God. Apart from Him, there would be no life. To say we move in Him indicates our absolute dependence upon God. Apart from Him, we could not make even the slightest movement. To say we have our being in Him indicates our continued dependence upon God. Apart from Him, we would not even exist. I agree with the words of Albert Barnes, which he wrote in his commentary on this text. Paul traces our dependence on Him from the lowest pulsations of life to the highest powers of action and of continued existence. It would be impossible to express in more emphatic language our entire dependence on God. There is no excuse for any person, every person, to not know God. God has revealed Himself in so many ways and in every day that any person of honest and sincere heart can know Him personally. The only reason a person does not enter into personal relationship with God is because he chooses not to do so. It is a stubborn will on the part of man, not a lack of availability on the part of God, which keeps man separated from God. That means you can know God personally today. This moment you can turn to Him in humble faith. He will receive you, forgive you, and make you His child. Father, we thank You that You are receiving right now each one who turns from sin to You in true faith. We thank You that each one who comes has become a new person in Christ Jesus. So grant that this study of the availability of God to every person may arouse many to take the step of faith and to come to You through Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.